Hello and welcome to episode number 26 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and on this week's show, we will be talking all things Apple just 2 days before the company is slated to release its fiscal first quarter earnings report. We are deep in the mix of Q4 earnings season. This week in particular, a super busy one. It's Apple's fiscal first quarter report that we'll get Thursday after the bell. And already some interesting news from Apple this week. On Monday, shares of the tech behemoth closed about 2% lower after Japanese financial publication Nikkei reported that the company is halving its production target, cutting it in half for the iPhone X, the iPhone X, whatever you want to call it, in the first 3 months of the year. Now, we should note before we get into this, this is the special edition 10th anniversary iPhone. The iPhone 8 was also released about a month prior to the release of this new flagship device. This version of the phone started at $999, a very pricey phone, and it was kind of, you know, and we see these kind of yearly release cycles for the iPhone, but this one kind of felt like a new phone 1 month after the release of another new phone. So kind of hoping for big numbers from this device. Apple was apparently, according to this report, Apple was planning to produce 40 million units of this special edition phone in the first quarter of the calendar year. But the firm has informed suppliers that it now expects to produce just 20 million units, according to this report. So Apple's adjusted production target comes on the back of what was described as slower than expected sales in the holiday shopping period, especially in key markets like Europe, the US, and China. The report also mentioned that production of the iPhone X faced a component shortage in the wake of its launch. So production can now start to slow as inventory begins to rise, which means, you know, some of this having the production target isn't a direct result of slow sales. However, the report indicated that Apple is expected to maintain a total production target of 30 million units for its lower price models, such as the iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, and iPhone 7. So that might indicate that the larger price tag for the special edition phone is maybe a contributing factor here. So concerns that Apple's flagship phone is selling less than expected are obviously not great for Apple investors, but we are now going to be focused on the holiday shopping season results coming out this Thursday. So what kind of numbers have we seen so far, and what can they maybe tell us about what we'll see in the future? So taking a step back first, we're going to look at our consensus estimates for earnings and revenue. Zach's consensus estimate for earnings is currently calling for $3.82 per share, adjusted earnings of $3.82 per share. Apple, like basically every other tech company we've seen report thus far, will definitely be seeing a big difference between adjusted and GAAP results based on these one-time charges everyone's taking from the new tax bill. So that adjusted figure, again, is $3.82 per share and revenues of $86.02 billion. That would represent a growth of 14% on the bottom line and 8% on the top line. Of course, total earnings and revenue are just two of the many things investors will be looking at when Apple reports on Thursday. And in fact, it is entirely possible that the company's post-earnings momentum is actually based on its performance in what investors have determined to be its key report items. We've already talked about the iPhone. There are a few other things at play, but we do see Apple typically kind of trade based on what the iPhone is doing. And so to prepare for this, we can turn to our exclusive non-financial metrics consensus estimate file. We have talked about the Zach's consensus estimate NFM file on the show in the past. Return listeners have likely heard us use this data before, but for those who don't know what it is, the NFM file contains detailed estimate data for business segment metrics and non-financial metrics reported by companies in their earnings reports. The data is acquired from Digest and contributing broker models and includes the independent research of expert stock market analysts. This is an exclusive Zacks consensus estimate file that looks at what the best stock market analysts out there on Wall Street think Apple is going to do in kind of its key business categories or in its non-financial segments like iPhone sales. So let's look at the numbers. Our latest consensus estimates show that analysts expect Apple to report total iPhone unit sales of 79.791 million. That would be about 1.9%, almost 2% higher from the 78.290 million witnessed in the year-ago quarter. In the previous quarter, in fiscal Q4, Apple sold 46.677 million units, and that was up about 2.6% year over year. I would think that 79.791 million is a bit on the cautious side. I would expect Apple to come in over that number, and I would think anything kind of closer to that number or below that number would be extremely disappointing for investors. Should note that, of course, iPhone is still accounting for, you know, a little bit more than 60% of total revenues. There are a little bit of other things that go into total iPhone related revenues. So according to our latest consensus estimates, Apple is projected to post total iPhone related revenues of $59.313 billion. That would represent a growth of about 9% year over year. Last quarter, Apple posted revenues, iPhone revenues of $28.846 billion, and that was up about 2.4% year over year. So we're looking for revenue growth in the iPhone category to outpace total iPhone unit sales. Well, one of the most obvious reasons for that is that a lot of these iPhone sales are going to be of that higher price model, and that's more revenue per model than we've seen in the past. That could definitely be a root cause there. A couple other things investors will be looking out for: Mac revenues. Our consensus estimate file is currently calling for Mac revenues of $7.523 billion in the quarter. This figure would represent growth of about 3.9% year over year. In the previous quarter, Apple posted revenues of $7.17 billion in this unit, and that actually kind of crushed our consensus estimate and surged about 24.9% year over year. So if Apple can outperform in that Mac segment again, could be a boost to the top line, trickle down to the bottom line. Could be something investors get excited about. And now moving on to Apple's fastest growing category. This is the services segment. For those who don't know, this is where Apple reports revenues from iTunes, Apple Music, Apple Care, Apple Pay, licensing fees. This is, as I said, been the fastest growing Apple unit over the past few quarters. And we actually, in the previous quarter, saw Apple post revenues of $8.501 billion in this category. That's more than we're seeing for Mac. And that beat our consensus estimate and expanded 34.4% year over year. And that was actually an all-time record for quarterly services revenue from Apple. In this quarter, our current consensus estimates are calling for Apple to report services revenue of $8.649 billion, which would represent growth of about 20.6% year over year. So our consensus estimate calling for that services growth to slow a little bit, but we're still talking about 20+% growth in services. And with that figure, we're talking about another quarterly record for the services unit. So certainly something to look out for. Of course, Apple Music been a real interesting growth catalyst for Apple recently. More so than that, you've seen stuff like, you know, the Apple TV streaming platforms launch original content, you know, come up with new partnerships. There's certainly been a lot of investment in that area. So to see whether that's paying off with new customers and new activity, something Apple investors will want to see, especially when we're looking at things like Mac revenues and services revenues, anything that can help, you know, if we are looking at lower than anticipated iPhone sales numbers, anything that can help kind of account or make up for that is something investors will be honing in at. other things I'm looking for personally in the report are going to be revenues out of China, which have been kind of sluggish over the past few quarters. And although Apple doesn't break it down specifically country by country, the company has, CEO Tim Cook has in recent reports mentioned the company's kind of insane growth in India. So I'd like, you know, to see if management talks at all about that in the press release or in the conference call. So yeah, I mean, it's Apple. It's the most valuable publicly traded company in the world. It is has grown from, you know, kind of upstart technology company to massive consumer electronics giant, and now really operates from an investor's perspective as a gauge on kind of how the market is doing overall. And when we look at stuff like iPhone sales, are people going out to pay $999 for a new phone? That kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse into how the economy is looking, what consumer spending habits are looking like right now. So that means when Apple reports on Thursday, the whole world is going to be watching. I certainly am. And I feel like if you listen to this podcast, you certainly will be too. So I hope today's show helped prepare you a little more for Apple's big report. Again, it's the holiday shopping season. This is one of the biggest ones you'll see all year. But that does it for us this week. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcast. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We will see you next time.